Okay, let's see here. We got to move on to Bruce. Hi, Bruce. What's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, hi. Hi, Dr. Wright. Thanks for everything you do. I have a problem with a chronic conjunctivitis, and we have used Polytrim and neomycin, polymyxin B with dexamethasone. That's what really kicks it, stops all the irritation. We've tried using a silver hydrosol, 10 parts per million solution, the Sovereign Silver.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes that seems to almost make the irritation worse. I've heard that flushing the eye with sterile normal saline, if you catch it really, really early on, can get rid of whatever's, causing the problem. It's only in the left eye. It's never, ever occurred in the right eye. And as I say, we'd like to stay away from, the Polytrim and especially the dexamethasone, because this is a fairly frequently occurring conjunctivitis.
Yeah, and
I
it.
was wondering if there was anything that you could think of that, might help to kick the situation, even if it was something that we just, did daily, like flushing with normal saline or something. It's really hard to get your hands on sterile normal saline. I don't know why. It's got to be one of the, most inert, least dangerous substances on the planet, but trying to find it at a drugstore is almost impossible.
Well, sir, a couple of things. One,
Okay.
I'm sure glad you're nervous about dexamethasone because it has been known to increase the risk of cataract. So who needs to put dexamethasone in the eyes where the cataract can occur? Good grief. I don't know.
Right.
Somebody's a little out of their mind there. Now, one can get, on the subject of dexamethasone, one can get what's called cortisol in a low amount. You probably know that there's 1% cortisol for sale over the counter, actually, in the natural food store. I'm sorry, in the big box drug stores, not the natural food stores. But I wouldn't use that. It's got too much of the garbage in it. You can get prescribed, if you wish, by a natural medicine doctor, you can get prescribed a low dose of cortisol, very low dose. You can go with these 1% or less. That settles irritation. And it doesn't increase cataract because that molecule duplicates what our own adrenal glands make. And if we're going with a very weak dose, we're not going to induce cataract. It's the artificial form of cortisone that's present in dexamethasone only, and prior to that was never found on the planet. That's what
Yeah.
induces many more cataracts. Now, in addition to that, you can get that natural medicine doctor, if you wish, to prescribe you some normal saline, for gosh sakes. I think it's stupid, too, that can't be sold over the counter. You got to get a prescription. But if you get a prescription, it's not all that expensive because it is so widely used in clinics and hospitals as part of IV therapy. So it's not totally pricey. Now, going past
Yeah.
that, let's go past that. There's an eye drop that we've been putting together at Tahoma Clinic. Our IV room does that because it's IV materials, called vitamin A and C eye drops. And those sell very, very well during the whole springtime allergy season, sir, because people find that if they use those drops in their eyes morning and evening, that their eye allergies are either a heck of a lot less or just simply don't occur while they're taking the vitamin A and C eye drops. Now, this is using a different point of view. The silver and other things like that, they go after germs and try to kill them. What the vitamin A and C eye drops do, in addition to that, is building the outer layer of the eyeball stronger, making it stronger. And the vitamin A does that. And the vitamin C, yes, that does kill some germs, not fungi, though. And the vitamin A and C eye drops are, like I say, quite popular during allergy season. They're good for allergic conjunctivitis. And oddly enough, the vitamin C goes after viruses, so they're good for viral conjunctivitis, but they don't work so good on bacterial forms. That's where the
Okay.
silver can be very helpful. The silver really goes after bacteria.
All right. So the you say a cortisol in low amount, that would be 1% or less than 1%, or
1%, and you can get that prescribed. You have to get it prescribed because you don't want to use those creams in the stores because they got other stuff in them that you wouldn't want in your eye. But you can get a
okay.
prescription for pure 1% cortisol. A natural medicine doctor can write it, and the compounding pharmacy can fill it.
Okay, pure 21% cortisol. Okay, and so the vitamin A and C eye drops, is that a prescription?
Nope, that's just something we sell through the dispensary.
Oh, okay, so that's from the dispensary then. Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
It's made in the IV room, but they sell it through the dispensary because they don't want to do sales in the IV room. They're too busy.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I very much appreciate it. Hopefully this will do the job.
Well, I certainly hope so, sir.